Welcome to another teaser preview episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. I'm Josiah Sett for The Villain on Twitter at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. Where's my boy and my co-host?
Hey, this is RG at RG Flores on Twitter.
What's up, RG? We're back one more week and continuation?
Yeah, continuation. We got more gold.
All right, man. So the last conversation we're going through is catchphrases, meanings, origin stories.
Idioms, proverbs, stuff like that. Just day-to-day stuff we say to communicate and express how we feel or describe certain things that we don't even know why we say them, but we just say them.
And do you think that's not going to be lost to the younger generation? It's not, because one of the seeds that got planted was a question we asked Victoria. Like, we leave so much on the cutting room floor, which in essence means the editing process in general.
If I sit around like, hey, be kind, rewind.
I love that.
Or we have tapes like, oh, I gotta rewind. Anybody have a pencil?
My cassette. Yes.
Or we're talking with a mixtape. She's like, what the fuck's a cassette? Oh, where you recording your mixtape? She goes, what the fuck's a mixtape? I'm like, it's what you recorded on your cassette
deck. Yeah, your cassette deck. I don't even know what you're talking about. No, that was one of the things that spawned this conversation.
Having somebody who didn't grow up and like kind of wasn't in our age group.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of stuff we grew up with, but she's more like, I don't want to tell the fuck this. And we even have her list.
Yeah,
so
and we're
going to... On this podcast, we're going to answer her questions.
Okay, now, again, we loved it because it's not a generational thing, but it kind of is. Everything's digital now. Hence the whole mixtape, the VHS, everything we're talking about.
And a lot of those we have are probably close to over 100 years old, some of them.
Some.
And yeah, a lot of them. Still to this day. And doesn't
that
have,
we don't know.
Right. I mean, it describes our feeling and what we're trying to express to somebody else, but it doesn't really mean, like, any. It's funny. It's been used for 100 years. It probably has changed meaning a little bit.
Yeah.
But overall, it's crazy how something somebody came up with 100 years ago to express a feeling is still relevant to this day.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so continuation from that. That's about it, dude. Let's fucking rock and roll. We can completely take our time on all of these. We're not in a rush. And yeah, fucking you started up, I guess, man.
Cool. So this one, I don't know why it just jumped out to me.
Hey, go
when I saw this, I'm like, I have to do this one.
Joe, do it.
Cup of Joe.
Ooh, interesting.
I know you've told many, one of your lines is, hey, how about a hot cup of Joe?
As I put my fucking leg on the counter.
and your soccer shorts?
Goal.
They told God.
Oh man!
And they told you, Joe, you can't come into this bar with soccer shorts anymore. Yeah. What? How is somebody gonna pick up the lady?
Have a dress code here. My bad.
They're shorts.
always heard of it. So coffee, you think espresso?
Okay, yes, a cup of Joe, right? Like somebody goes to cup of Joe, you're like, oh, it means a cup of coffee. But if fucking coffee doesn't sound like Joe,
true
Joe doesn't coffee. Why the fuck? But everyone knows a cup of coffee. A cup of Joe means it knows what we know what it means.
Okay,
but
what? Yeah, go. I'm curious about this one.
So it's another one where there's some theories, some good ones. And I always thought military, which one of them is military.
G.I. Joe?
Yeah.
Yo-Jo?
Well, something else. Actually, there's some other military ones. Anyways, like Uncle Sam. What the fuck Uncle Sam mean? He wasn't a fucking person. It technically was like United... Was
propaganda.
No, United States, propaganda? Army... Fuck, but it was stamped on the head of a box and they fucking said Uncle Sam, so they fucking adopted it. Anyways.
Let's market this. Let's sell it.
Fucking Uncle Sam. Fucking put some pinstripes on. Fucking Yankees.
you're right.
That's more your theory. Put some pinstripes on it.
On anything. No, like
slap some red, white, and blue on the tall white guy with the beard and fucking let's sell some shit.
Put some pinstripes on Mike Trout.
Like there is now. Fucking slap some red, white, and blue on it. Fucking this will sell a million.
Yeah.
Fucking God bless America. Anyways. So Cup of Joe. Possibly a shortening for cup of Jamoki or Jomoki.
I don't think I've ever heard of Jamoki.
I guess it was a combination of Java and Mocha. What the fuck? You're a coffee maker. What the fuck is a Java?
I've never heard of Jamoki. I've heard of...
What's Java? To you, what's Java?
Okay, so trip out on... okay. We have a drink that's called like a Mocha... Java Mocha.
Is it called a Jamoki?
No, it's called a Mocha Java Latte.
And it's the same shape as a flip.
Or not a latte, it's more for
a
like,
little lay?
No, trip out on this, because the way you make it is more of a frappuccino. So like blended ice.
Okay.
And people that don't know their coffee is like, trust me, I deal with you idiots all the time. Highbrows me.
You know who you idiots are.
Yeah, like serious shit. But they don't know what they're ordering. And if they ask for a, honestly, cappuccino, is honestly, you're going to get nothing but 75% steamed milk.
Yeah.
Foam. and you're going to get a little bit of coffee.
Mm.
But then you have these fucking ritzy ditzy assholes like, I didn't ask for this. I asked for a cappuccino. Yeah, dickhead. That's exactly. I made your drink to the fucking tea. You're pissed off because you just get a small drink of it. That's what you ordered. If you wanted more fucking coffee and steamed milk, ask for just a regular latte, dick.
Yeah.
So Java chips we use with blended ice and mocha.
But what is Java? What they Java is actually a coffee.
Java is actually abuelitas. Chocolate. So, guys, for our American listeners, hard chocolate, hard milk chocolate for the most part.
Okay, so that's
what, it gets blended up, and you still have chunks of chocolate.
So that's a Java. With a little. When I see bits in my my coffee drink, that's Java.
Yeah, mocha is straight up just syrup.
So I wonder if it was just like a fancy a cup with the military.
Interest? No, please tell me, dude.
Okay, so it was called the
Java Talk 101.
Joe's Coffee Corner.
I know, right? You're gonna be a laugh over here. I'm like, thank you, guys.
If anybody wants to know about coffee or the Golden Girls, hit up Joe.
Please come to me.
A comic syndicate.
I know, right?
Golden Girls comic book. I know. Golden Girls comic
long
book.
Long story, guys. Long story. We saw something today that happened.
I know, right? Who knows? If I can see Rose and Blanche, I didn't know if I can see them. Anyways,
busted hips all day long, baby.
What did I tell the machine? Oh, I got my pickup line when you're like in the retirement homes. Oh, I just got a brand new hip. Who's going to help me break it in?
I'm so going to bust you up.
Go ahead. So the origin was given in a military officer's manual from 1931, around when the term first appeared.
Okay.
So people are thinking, because I always thought it was the G.I. Joes or the... Well, I thought it had to do something with that, too.
Cup of Joe. Okay.
But the military, when they went to the military and they came back, they just kept on, hey, because you always see, like, in the old black and white military movies, hey, hand me a cup of Joe, there's Bobby Bo Brown. I don't fucking
know. Okay, but kind of type of deal, like, in today's phrases and sayings, you kind of ax words to make it more, I don't want to say plausible, but I guess in looking at it in a millennial aspect is, instead of saying, okay, would be cutting off letters or words off of okay just to be like K type of deal.
Okay.
And I guess I'm guilty of that. We're going to
or elongating that. Word, like letters.
Yes.
To make it sound like a word.
Yeah, go.
Okay, so another one people theorize was, you know, when you have a cup of coffee for the
average Joe.
For the average Joe. So it can be like for the common man. So it's like, oh, perhaps you're like
just give your me fellow coffee. Guy. Just give me coffee.
Cup of Joe. Just give me a fucking I don't want no another fancy Giacomo Jibo. Whatever you call it, with the fucking chips or a cappuccino with fucking all milk.
Yes.
I just want, give me some fucking coffee.
How do you order your coffee? I know how you order your coffee, because how do you order it?
Hot and black.
Right? Just like the way you like your men.
Right? Exactly.
I had to take it. But yeah, same. I mean, same for me. Like,
I'm just, I don't like the sweet
coffee. And I like the taste of coffee. Granted, I do like some caramel or even...
I just didn't want to get into the habit of it, so I just started drinking it just plain because I didn't want to get into the habit of putting a lot of sugar
in
it.
And I like the flavor of coffee.
Though. Yeah, I like bitter the better. Anyways.
Kind of.
But the other one is, it's funny, it's another one also involving the U.S. military.
Okay.
Within World War I, they referred to the service of instant coffee made by the G. Washington Coffee Refinery Company.
Okay.
As a cup of George. And then the common abbreviation of George was G.E.O. So the name was Joe.
Interesting.
So they could also mean like instant coffee. Probably just said G.E.O. on it. So I'm like, hey, give me some of that fucking Joe.
G.O.
But they all the fucking. I was picturing in World War I, they all had British accents.
Yeah.
I mean, British accents. Brooklyn accents.
Yeah, Brooklyn. Yeah, I said something in New York.
Give me
a cup of Joe.
Joe, ring the bells. Right, some concentrate.
Mine are going to be very interesting, and you might like mine.
Well, let me,
are you still
let
going?
Me, let me, no, I'm done. Let me be the judge of it. Okay, tell me, is it interesting?
These next ones compared to, common phrases that we know of that don't have, or if you guys haven't deep dove any of these,
that's way.
Point blank.
What is that one? That one's point blank. When they just showed up like, I got more idioms. When they like, no, just straight to the point kind of deal?
Kind of. I mean, that's
point blank. When somebody has like no build up to it, it's just straight up, boom, point blank, hey. And they go to the point. Like,
I like where your head's at, dude. And I really like, I got to give you a compliment too, dude. Like this one.
It pisses me off, but I want to give it to you.
I thought we had nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to do this. And it's like, it's a two-parter. Like, how the fuck does that happen?
Well, how do you not trust me? I told you, close your eyes and give me your hand, Joe. I will guide you the rest of the way. And you're like, I don't normally accept a man's request to close my eyes. I hold his hand.
Hey, man, I kind of trust you a little bit, dude.
Okay.
I have trust issues, guy.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, thank you. Really?
I'm a beautiful rose, guy. Come on.
And you have thorns. You know about my thorns.
Anyway. Oh, point blank. The meaning.
Point blank. What is point blank?
Point blank is pretty much the meaning, very close up and right on target. The origin from the French point blanc, referring to the white circle at the center of the target for archery or shooting practice.
Oh.
The meaning of being right on target was therefore the original meaning before it came to signify close up, from word easier to hit the point blanc.
Okay, so it means more like point blank, pretty much
the target aspect of it, but still hitting your fucking target.
Hitting your fucking point blank.
And then point blank meaning like, point blank is a headshot. Like, up close headshot is point blank, too. But yeah, so being on target. But yeah. That's what...
Oh, okay.
But the way we use it is point blank, dude. I fucking had
it. Like, you didn't have... Because it was just like... You had no way to defend yourself. Just point blank. Just approach me and point blank. Just fucking tell me the shit.
And kind of dueling is one of those fucking gentlemen...
Fucking Alexander Hamilton, the famous boot duel.
We're not going to do this again. Go for it.
Oh, man. I want some peanut butter sandwich now. Okay, here's one called compare apples to oranges. Because then we say, like, oh, fucking apples and oranges. Like, fucking, I don't get it. It fucking doesn't make any sense. You can't compare the two shits because fucking apples and oranges.
Why are you being agriculturally insensitive?
I didn't say big enough.
I mean, that's the best way to put it. And I didn't think about it as I said it.
Big enough?
Agriculturally insensitive.
Okay, the metaphor was
why
more...
Why did it have to be compared? why are you racist towards fucking agriculture?
You essentially came from agricultural in Northern California. That's fucking...
I know, right?
So the metaphor was... it began more as... like in the 1670s, more as apples and oysters. Don't compare... Which fucking... Still, oh, that
that's
makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Began as apple oysters, which appeared in John Ray's proverb collection. It's funny, these are all like books that people just sat around fucking writing proverbs, which is cool.
Okay.
It, and John
they had a lot of time on their hands.
Fuck it, because they had no cable. No fucking TV.
Okay, so they were actually roughing it out in the wilderness.
He's fucking sitting there with a...
Compared to your vacation 2 months ago, where you had...
I didn't have DirecTV for a whole day. It was like fucking Burning the Midnight Oil. Fucking thinking this shit.
Okay, we got...
I think that might be one of hers. Anyways. I'm sorry. So the... In John Ray's Proverbs collection in 1670, which are nearly always accompanied by a warning that you cannot compare such different categories. But to this day, more comparable, because for the fuck, oysters, like, I'm fucking talking about oysters, I don't even fucking like oysters. But it was more, there was a lot more difference. Compare apples to oranges, fucking apples to fucking pig's feet, doesn't fucking matter. It just means don't fucking compare two shit that had nothing to do with each other.
Exactly.
Besides being fruit and delicious.
Okay, cool.
So that was it.
I kind of like that, dude. Okay, mine is still in the same vein. And you're going to love this one. Did you like the last one, point blank?
Point blank?
I like how we
okay. Like, that's not how you say it. You say like, crop.
This one you might like is the term, phrase, is shoot from the hip.
Oh, yeah. I was shooting
all of a sudden, Victoria smiled. Your eyes lit up.
Because I was doing it today. I'm shooting from the hip. And she's like, Victoria's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm shooting from the hip. You can't see me.
And Carrie loved the fuck out of it. And I loved the fuck out of it, too. But you and I think, are like this.
It's funny, because we didn't even like West. But it was, I know, I think it was more like FBI. It was this.
Go for it. Actually, no, please give me yours.
I think, because I don't think it was Western. But I know people talk about it in Westerns. But I think it was more during, like, Prohibition, where, like, you didn't have time to fucking shoot. But maybe, oh, fuck. Or maybe it did come from a Western. But it was pretty much just a way of just shooting straight from the hip. It means, like, quick draw, where you just... You didn't even pull the gun out and stretch out your arm. You were just straight up just pulling, turning, and shooting.
You know what? I don't know where I got this term from. The origin? Okay, my bad.
Blazing Saddles.
But, okay, no, right, worst
Black
movie
Sheriff.
Ever.
Was it Black Sheriff?
But I did get the meaning of it.
Okay.
And the breakdown of it. Like, if you were to say you shoot from the hip, what the fuck?
Okay.
What would your meaning be? So the origin I actually left
it
off.
It just
on
means
this.
Like you fucking don't think about it. Just go with your instincts.
Prohibition I'll take. I'll
or pull
take.
It or like just whatever comes to mind, just go for it. Don't think about it. Just go for it.
Okay, sweet. An expression which suggests the described person A speaks or behaves in a brusque, honest fashion.
Yeah, they don't fucking
B does not censor their actions or words.
So Joe shoots from the hips.
See
from the hips. From the hip.
Speaks tersely, communicates with the fewest number of words.
So Joe.
D to be brutally honest, to tell it like it is, to pull no punches.
So Joe. So shoot from the Joe.
Okay. That sounds terrible. Cup of Joe. You guys want a cup of me? Let's...
I'm too. Hot cup of Joe.
So, yeah. My bad on the origin of that one. What you got next?
Oh, that was... Oh, fuck. I thought you had more
That time. One kind of... I know. The origin. I'm like, fuck. I...
But it had to do with either, like, I think you, I want to feel more Western because they had more shootouts, but I know, I remember seeing, like, all the fucking, like, the G-Men.
Well, let's break it down real quick, which we kind of did at the office. Like, let's say, okay, Prohibition days, they still had holsters, yeah. But the best way to describe, like, okay, the whole gunslinger was you always had.
But you think more Western because it rose on the hip.
Yeah.
They carried the holster on
and
the hip.
And we even kind of broke down, and I'm pretty sure that's. Almost what it is like by the time it takes you to pull your gun out of your holster and hold it to someone and, you know, out extend your arm. Yeah, that movement alone, when you can just, your aim so good, you just shoot from the hip.
But also, I think too, like G-Days, when you're chasing guy down the alley or you're in small corridors, you didn't have time to fucking, or you couldn't extend your arm out. Right? Because you fucking extend your arm out, you're fucking like gonna bump into something, whatever. So it's better when you like turn the corner and the guy's like, hey, asshole. And you're like, no, you're the asshole.
Hold on. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this.
Wrap my head around it. Yeah, because you're wrapping your head around the corner and be like, holy shit, I'm trying to understand the situation, right? And at the moment, you're trying to wrap your head around the actual corner of the idea.
So we're trying to achieve a callback, but I'm glad.
You're like, guy turns the corner and goes, hey, asshole. And you're like, fuck. And you just, boom, instead of having to pull your gun out and fucking try to aim, you just go, boom, quick shot.
Yeah.
You know?
But how many aims... Or people aim is that good. Like, I love watching...
But you're
like,
shooting. It was better. I'd rather shoot first.
History than Channel.
Like,
But, like, seeing old-time gunslingers. Like, and just, like, you see those 1,000 cans? Thrash, 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 thrash. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is dope.
This is dope.
Like, these guys are fucking dope.
This is dope. But, yeah, so that's what I'm thinking is more of that.
All right. So, thanks for diving in that one with me. All right, what
Deep
you got?
Deep dives in corridors. Deep dives in rabbit holes. Deep dives...
Deep dives in corridors and rabbit holes.
Rabbit holes.
We mistitled this podcast. Deep dives in corridors.
Corridors. So, another one is called... when somebody you feel is being distant from you. It's funny, another one, fucking feeling distant. Well, I guess it means fucking being away from you. But anyway, it's called...
That makes sense.
I guess, yeah.
Go for it.
Somebody gives you the cold shoulder.
Someone doesn't want to look at you and they...
Well, they're ignoring you, they're avoiding connecting with you, they're avoiding you. Anyways.
In a
display of coolness sense. Or indifference intended to one. So they're just like, I don't fucking... And they're like, fuck, this person being very cold toward me.
Yeah. Okay, before you dive in this one, let's dive in this in another.
I thought you were going to say, you've been married.
Do you feel more women or men are like this?
It's more women.
Kind of, right, though?
I think Joe's giving me the cold shoulder.
Like, everyone's entitled to their bad days, but, like, who would hold the grudge more?
Dude, women. I think more like, I think if Joe was like, oh, it's fucking game day, Joe's just being serious.
It's hunting season.
You know, it's hunting season.
That sounds terrible. Just kidding, ladies. I love you.
But more like the cold shoulder was like, but it seems more of women. Like, it's more like when you're somebody you're in a relationship with or dating or something. Or
even friendships.
But it's more
in
like.
In a certain weird way.
But it's more like an opposite sex friendship. And it sounds weird, like opposite sex friendship. But is there such a thing? I
don't know. Which is kind of ghosting in today's society. Or
yeah, you're being ghosted.
Kind of, yeah.
She's fucking ghosting me.
That's pretty much what it is. Yeah, let's break it down. So let's go old school meaning.
Okay, so one of the origins to this could be is the origin of the expression, which is often repeated in the visitors to a house who are welcome, were given. Okay, so it's expressed that when a visitor came to a home that they were welcome to, they were given a hot meal.
Okay.
But those who weren't offered or they weren't welcome, they were offered a cold shoulder of mutton. So when you were welcome, you got a hot meal. When you weren't welcome, you got a cold shoulder of mutton, which that's one. This repeating
is mutton.
Oh fuck! It's like I think it's a old. Like how the fuck do I
like
know
an
this?
Old cold biscuit.
No, old mutton. How the fuck do I know this? Old mutton is like old.
You watch BBC.
Old, yeah, I do. It's like old lamb. It's like a mature. So not old like meat. It's like a mature. It sounds terrible. It sounds like a sexy talk.
Ooh,
like a mature lamb.
I like mature.
So an old lamb. I think it's like an old lamb. That's killed. So it's old. It's like a meat
matured
meat from an old
Oh, so it's more rough, I guess.
Yeah, more old animal.
It's pretty much like you're not worth
not a young lamb. It's an old lamb.
That's an interesting one. That's
something, something exactly. But okay, it means like an old animal. But it's not like old meat. It's just like meat from an old animal.
Go for it.
But this is repeated in several etymology texts, including Hendrickson's usually reliable encyclopedia of word and phrases origin. There's no evidence to support this, but it's one of the ideas just based on, I guess, British. It's more like a British
term,
yeah.
Okay.
But also the this husband now it's like a Scottish one, okay, which kind of makes sense too. The first reference to the phrase in print is in Sir Walter Scott's The Antiquary from 1816.
Okay.
This is the phrase that they use to kind of try to explain his reasoning behind it.
Okay.
The Countess dislikes Digna gang farther at first than just showing, oh, the couch shoulder. I'm saying it the way it's spelled.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, who the fuck am I talking
wait,
to?
Wait, what the fuck did you say? Nobody gives argue the called Shaltha. Okay, but then they did more research on more writings from this author to try to find out what the fuck Shaltha means.
Okay.
So called is Scottish dialect for cold. So called. It fucking sounds like a fucking from Boston.
Chowder.
Anyway.
Chowder.
So this called is a Scottish dialect for cold.
Okay.
Should you doubt that shawther means shoulder, so that means in the author's writings, shawther was also referred to as shoulder. So based on the further writings of this author, they put it together and they're saying like, fuck, this author said cold shoulder. Yeah, so the example was they were stout hearts, the race of Glenallan, they stood shoulder to shoulder, which means shoulder to shoulder. They didn't fucking stand like fucking mutton to mutton or some shit like that.
Please don't be mutton chopping me.
But this goes back to 1860.
That's very nice.
So it's funny how it says cold shoulder, which we use all the time. It's almost 200 years old.
Okay.
Yet we still use it. There's really no, somebody said, it's more like this is the first writing that would describe it in this way.
Yeah.
But even then, it was more, they had to piece it together. So, there you go.
All right, man. I'm going to go one last one, and you've gone nothing but long on these, which I love the fuck out of.
I always go long.
This last one is probably the most self-reflective, and I love just recording with you. I love talking to people anyways, but like every time I get a chance to do this, very self-reflective.
Okay.
This last one, I'm going to go in a little bit in depth in, is going to be burning the candle at both ends.
Oh, you tell me this all the time. Joe, are you okay? Oh, fuck. Fucking blah, blah, blah. Last night I was burning the candle on both ends. Yeah, I'm going to fucking die.
Okay, you make it you and make I'm like, sound
okay,
like,
good morning.
Oh, fuck, yesterday I was pissed off. People pissed me off.
If it wasn't for people, man, the world would be so much nicer.
Burn the candle at both ends is an idiom meaning to exhaust oneself. Especially by being up late and getting up early to work. To work extremely or excessively hard. To work too hard for good health or peace of mind. Our current understanding of this phrase is of a life lived frenetically and unsustainably. Working or enjoying oneself into the late night only to begin early again the next day. It didn't have a meaning when it was first coined. It didn't have that meaning when it was first coined in the 18th century. The both ends then weren't the ends of the day, but a literal reference to the two ends of a candle. Candles were useful and valuable, and the notion of waste suggested by lighting both ends at one implied reckless waste. Mm-hmm. This thought may well have been accentuated by the fact that candles may only be lit at both ends when held horizontally, which would cause them to drip and burn out quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So again, self-reflective.
Yes.
Now, do I do that? Maybe a little bit.
But it's always joke with you because you're like, oh, I'm going to take a day off. And I'm like, you're not fucking taking a day off. Well, if you're going to take a day off, take a fucking day off. Don't come in the next day and be like, oh, fuck, I was doing all this shit. And I'm like, so you don't fuck. So it's like, I mean, I feel bad for you.
I don't do it on purpose.
You're like self.
I'm self-aware of what I do, and I like.
But I'm the same way. On days off, I can't say.
It's not.
Fuck, I have to run errands. So I'm like,
fuck. You have a kid. You have a wife. You have a
even
family.
When she's at school and like everyone's gone, I'm like, fuck.
You got to be doing something, right?
Because I'm like, I got shit to do.
Yeah. So not a bad thing. Okay, now do we want to go into Victoria's? And it's going to give you enough time to think. The last question is going to be any idioms we've spoken about the past two episodes that stick out to you or stand out to you like a sore thumb.
Okay.
Type of deal that you use in your day-to-day life or in your personal life. Like, how do you feel about it?
Yeah.
Go through Victoria's. I told her to give a star on all of the ones she had to ask us. Like, I've heard of this, but I don't know this.
All right, executive producer Victoria, here you go. So she asked us what a dime a dozen means.
A plethora of a lot of nonsense.
I just told her when somebody tells you a dime a dozen, it just means they're not rare. It's not...
There's too much.
There's very little value in whatever you're talking about.
There's so much there of what you're looking for.
Yeah, no, Victoria, men are a dime a dozen. Women are a dime a dozen.
Women are a fucking a dime a dozen.
You know.
But
a good sports team is rare.
I know, but I'm like, but a good woman is hard to fucking find. A diamond in the rough.
The diamond in the rough. Sometimes you have to work your way up the ladder. Invest. What do you call it? Sometimes you gotta invest, buy early in the stock. That way you can pay dividends with women.
Okay, so those are hers. Okay, keep on going, Matt, because she's got a bunch of good ones.
Yeah, watch out. She's going to turn into a pumpkin. Is this Cinderella? I don't know.
Are you putting her down? Is that a compliment?
What do you mean putting her down? What does that mean? You mean put her to the ground? Anyways. Okay, so then that's one. The next one was birds of a feather flock together. You explained that one to her, so you can tell them.
Okay, this is pretty much you stick to your group of people. Like, if you're bodybuilders,
you're going to build bodies.
Yeah, yeah. honestly, if you were born in a bad fucking neighborhood, gangsters, you stick to your own crowd.
It's like we said, You keep the you are the company you keep.
That's exactly.
So pretty much you're just saying like, hey, you're fucking hanging out with idiots. You're probably an idiot.
So Victoria asked that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So she was asking, what the fuck does that? What the fuck is a feather? It just means like birds probably hanging out. With
all the ones with the stars. Yeah. But if anyone stands out to you, keep on going.
Oh, it's just funny because she mentioned this one. I'm like, can't believe she didn't know what this meant. Oh, that takes the cake, or icing on the cake.
Go for it.
Icing on the cake, which is funny because I don't like icing, which to me doesn't mean this is garbage. But to her, just mean icing the cake for people who like icing and cakes means it's something that's great, and now you're just adding more awesomeness to whatever it is.
Okay, so the Rams win the Super Bowl and Todd Gurley won fucking MVP. Type of deal.
No, if they fucking won and I won season tickets for next year, this is fucking great and it's getting greater.
Stupid.
Greater, greater.
All right, guy. Personal.
It's more like icing the cake. You go to watch a band, and then fucking guest drummer fucking Dave Grohl comes out. And you're like, who the fuck?
Yeah.
This band's great. Fucking Dave Grohl just came out.
Great way to put it. All right, what's the next one she's got?
Or you go to fucking go pick up a baseball game, fucking Yankee shows up.
Love the fuck out of it.
Look at fucking awesome.
I'm all about it, dude.
Fucking have a sandwich, and they put bacon on it. This is dope.
Right, dude. Okay, what else did you get?
I don't know. Did you find an answer to this one? Maybe somebody, a listener, know this one. Tickled Pink.
Tickled Pink, I didn't deep dive that one. I always look at it like, okay, you get tickled and you get that.
You get pinked.
Well, you said you turn purple.
Tickled the pink? Oh, then you said I
get red, but I'm not ticklish.
But what did you say, the fucking eggplant?
You said eggplant on us.
Anyway, so another one. Somebody's just testing it one way. The Lion's Den.
The Lion's Den. And the way I broke it down to her the old biblical term, like Daniel and the Lion's Den. So it's an old – it seriously came out from Daniel where he was tossed in the Lion's Den and he had so much faith. He prayed and even though how many ever lions were in there, 7 lions, he prayed so much that these lions could not open their jaws.
Oh, okay.
So it's getting put in a fucked up situation.
Putting feet to fire, putting your feet to the fire.
Exactly. Type of deal. It's the same type of idiom, dude. Yeah, yeah.
So you're putting, okay.
So that's pretty much what it is. So like, your back's against the wall. You're fucked.
I've never boxed, and I think it is more like from a boxing term.
Rope-a-dope.
But I know, rolling with the punches.
Mm.
Isn't it pretty much like just going with it? Like, it's just pretty much like when somebody punches, you kind of roll, so you don't, you kind of like dissipate. The punch is dissipated?
This one could go so many ways because rolling with the punches is... I always look at it more violent slightly, but it's like... In wrestling, we were always taught never plant your arms or anything because you don't want to pop an elbow as you're getting slammed or anything. And I've seen that shit happen. Fuck. You always want to roll with the momentum of the attack you're
getting. Yeah.
And so roll with it. So it's going to be less impact for you. Mm. I guess the best way, sound way to put it now would be people bag on you. The office, for example. We all make fun of
you. Oh, you better know how to roll the punch in that office.
Everyone has their days where it's like, ooh, Archie's so going to get it today. And we all bust each other's fucking balls. Like, I've been hearing Steeler talk from everyone. And I
like when the Steelers, well, hopefully by when people hear this, they're on a 10-game winning streak.
Hopefully, dude.
But at this point, everybody's like, damn, Joe, what happened? And they're like, fuck, I'm the fan. I'm not a fucking representative.
I love it, dude. They talk you shit. Gotta roll with the punches, dude.
I know what it means. Yeah, so Victoria just means to just, like, don't take things
serious. Don't.
Just laugh it off. Laugh it off.
Yeah, yeah. And laugh at yourself. It's okay to laugh at yourself, Tabo. Yeah. What you got?
There's another one you might be interested in, Joe. I'm thinking of a Joe one. Rough around the edges.
Do you want to take this or should I?
Isn't it just means more like a stone maybe? Or like when working with natural materials, we're like, fuck, I need to like smooth it out. I mean, turning something that's not yet processed into something beautiful. Like, but once it's worked on. You know, like, it's not a finished product.
So almost Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast.
Yeah, it's rough around the edges. It just means it's something that can become something beautiful and will, but it still needs time to kind of shape it into what it needs to be.
My response is, I'm a beautiful fucking flower, but don't touch me, anyone, because I will fucking prick you.
I'm a joy, man.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
Oh, what's that one? Fuck, what's the other one? You get the horns. The bull with the horns.
Oh, don't mess with the bull, you'll get the horns?
Yeah, it's fucking, that's what it means. That's what it means. It means don't fucking fuck with the bull.
What else she got, dude?
His is hard. It's funny, because you told this one. Sitting duck. Which means just don't fucking sit there and fucking get shot. Move.
Yeah.
Zigzag. Yeah,
yeah. Be on the move. Be on the move. Be aware. We've had this topic before on Deep Dives. Like, just be aware. And, like, don't be that fucking city duck. Like, you know what's going on in the world. And don't be that idiot. We haven't even released that one yet.
Yeah.
When you guys hear it, you'll know what we're talking about. But, like, don't be that idiot. Just be aware of your surroundings, of your day-to-day life, of your... how you interact.
Don't be a book smart. Be a street smart.
Be a Voltron.
Be a Voltron. Be aware.
That one's been out.
Keep your head on the swivel.
By that point, everyone's heard that one. All right, what you got?
Oh, this one. Which is funny, because like, what's wrong with having a silver spoon? Born with a silver spoon in their mouth.
Do you want to take this one, Mr.
It just Rivera? Means like, I love silver spoons. It's
I love Ricky Schroeder.
I know. That was the best show. It was about rich people with problems.
Idiot.
It's about a guy with this kid who had all this money in the world and a train in his house, but fucking, oh, I got fucking shit to deal with. Oh, my God. My dad didn't give me that sports car, fucking asshole.
Okay, that's pretty much
a great show. But it just means like being born with privilege and money and not having to like know what a struggle means.
Yeah.
Which is stupid because we all have our own struggles, but we don't see everyone's struggles.
Exactly. But just again, goes back to the
world. But it just meant like fucking when you're rich, you had silver utensils. So when you're born, so being like, yeah, you're the baby, you're getting fed by a fucking silver spoon.
I think this one flew by than the other one. What else did she have?
I guess I don't know. Oh, and you answered this one. Played me like a fiddle.
Good one. Do you want to take this one?
Which just means somebody like, oh, it's kind of. You're saying like, oh, this person I fucking, they got, that's another one. I'm going to answer with another one. They got him eating out of the palm of my hand.
Yes.
Pretty much whatever I said, they
salesmen.
I got them. Yeah. I got them on the hook.
Yeah. And you know what? We got a deep dive again, car dealership. Because
fucking car. I was thinking about that shit. And I got fucking like.
I'm pissed.
I got. It's not even physically tired. It's like I'm
mentally.
Like, remember I told you?
Oh, it's a time suck.
When I fucking was sitting there filling out the paperwork, the guy should look to me. And goes, "Are you okay? You don't look well." I'm like, "I'm fucking buying a car. What do you think I'm supposed to look like?"
Yeah.
And I left. I'm like, "I'm fucking done. And we're done. Cool. I'm leaving." But that guy's like, "You don't look well." Yeah, I'm sick. I'm buying a car. And it wasn't even, and it was like the best experience.
And you keep smiling at me. And
you're a good asshole.
There's no one else here, and you're being the asshole.
Oh, complimentary coffee? My ass. I paid for that coffee. All right, there's free coffee and free water over there. Is it really free, asshole?
That's the true one. Okay, what else you got? Or did she have Victoria? What else?
That's about it. The budget says, okay, well, just kind of like, oh, stupid. We were joking about this. Why the long face? And I'm like, oh, that's like when you see a horse, you're like, hey, horse, why is it long face?
That's honestly pretty much
it. It just means long face because when you're like sad and droopy, your face is elongated just because you're like sad and everything just kind of like, all the muscles in your face are just drooping.
Lifeless. So give it 8 more years, you're going to be there, Victor.
Drooping. you're going to start drooping. That's
terrible. Speaking of drooping, though, droopy. From,
I can't do the voice. Yeah.
Droopy, yeah. Like,
it's because his face is fucking droopy. Yeah, yeah. It's fucking
okay. Fucking name so, droopy. Last question, dude. Okay. And Victoria, thank you so much, dude. Like, I'm glad you jumped in.
I'm glad. I don't think she's really been in any of the last ones. So, finally, I'm like happy that she jumped in.
Yeah, and that her mind was just going. Like, I love getting you. This is your one.
Because she gives us, like, that, like, different generation perspective.
Which is a huge one. And I love it because.
Because so much of it is just like, you don't know this? She's like, no.
And she looks at us like, we're the odd ones out.
I like, she's like, you think we're old? She's like, you're the one to answer that?
What is old to you? And she's like,
points at everyone around. You like, guys.
Asshole. So she is a little asshole. You're right, RG.
She's funny. Friend. They think she's sweet and quiet. She's not.
Last question again is going to be like, in anything in your day to day life, please let me know if you, any idioms that stick with you, like, at all. And out of everything we've spoken about, and hopefully these next few ones, I'm going to end the podcast in this way, or things that I use in my day-to-day life.
I think I can't think of it, but go yours and I'll see if any.
First one is going to be one I wanted to break down on our initial list is carry your heart on your sleeve.
Okay.
So the meaning is to be very open and transparent. The origin in Othello, Act 1, Scene 1, 64, Iago says, "But I wore my heart upon my sleeve," meaning he would be exposed. "No matter how much it hurts you or the person, I always wear my emotions, my feelings, my heart on my sleeve. My love for comics, my love for music. If you don't like it, I'm always going to be that guy." Yeah. Like, that's just one of those, I don't want to say mythos, but idioms that I live my life by.
Mm-hmm.
Next one's going to be, there's a method to my madness.
Okay.
Like, it's like, it doesn't make sense if we were to flip the script on each other. Like, you live in my life. Like, I don't want anyone to live my life. Because it's like, I want everyone for one day to be like, shit. I want people to know, like, fuck, Josias, you really do that much with that little sleep. Yeah. And but there's a method to my madness.
But just like, and it might sound crazy, but it's more like, it might be sound crazy to you, but trust me, it's more like,
yeah.
Like, I have a plan. It's not maybe what you think is the right way to do, but just trust me, let me do my shit, and it'll come out right.
I will get things done.
Don't worry about it.
Next one would be do the curtains match the drapes? Okay. Next one would be I'm a straight shooter.
Much. Okay.
Honestly, so the one we spoke about before was shoot from the hip.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also a straight shooter, which is the breakdown for that one. An honest and forthright person.
Yeah.
I go for the jugular. A lot of people don't like it. And again,
that's another one. Go for the jugular. What the fuck does it even mean? Goes for the kill. What the fuck does it even mean? You're not actually going to kill anybody. You're not actually going to jugular somebody. You're not actually.
I'm the king of the fucking jungle. I'm a lion, dude.
But it's fucking like, don't let the cage out of the... Wait, don't let the cage. Don't let the tiger out of the cage. You'll get the fucking paw.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, that's what it is. Like, I'm the king of the jungle. I always look at it like, we should look at each other. Always look out for number one.
Yeah.
And if we're going to look at it in an animalistic sense, I'm an alpha fucking male.
Yeah.
We got to look at it at ourselves as alpha males or alpha females. Put on your big girl panties, if your girls want to put it like that. Put on your big girl pants. Like, stop feeling sorry for yourself and, like...
Well, that's another one. Hey, put on your big boy pants. What the fuck does that even mean? I got pants on. No, it's like, means like, because back in the day, like, I know we have female listeners, but back in the day, it was more of like, the man wears the pants and the... But it's pretty much saying, like, take charge, be the fucking person in charge.
Exactly.
Take control. So now it just means like, fuck, everyone wears pants. But back in the day when it first came out, it was more like, man up.
Man the fuck up.
Put your, now, since it lost a little bit of its meaning.
Put your balls to the wall.
Yeah, what the fuck did I'm not fucking putting my balls to the wall. But it means
oh, I so put my balls.
No. Put your shit, like, you know.
Okay, so you're liking these so far, though.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Next few ones, and we're going to end it, is straight shooter for sure. It's a piece of cake. Like, I always look at everything like, I don't overwhelm.
Pick stiff, cake. Cake, oh, is it a piece of cake?
It takes a cake. For me, I this is the only millennial stunt I pull where I say, I find myself saying, cake, or that's fucking cake. Yeah. Like, I got this.
But
like,
cake's hard. I don't get how fucking shit's cake. Cake's fucking hard to do. It's not easy. It fucking takes time. It's delicious.
It takes time, but once you get it done, it's fucking cake.
Yeah.
It's fucking cake.
I guess.
Last one's going to be, two more, is Speaking of the Devil.
Speak of the Devil.
I got...
You hear that a lot when you walk in a room?
You know what? The past 2-3 weeks, I like how walking into the office...
I like how we brought it up today. Could there, even was it a...
Carrie?
She's like, oh yeah, we would say that when Josiah is.
As soon as I walk in... What the fuck?
In the room. Speaking of the devil. And everyone's like, Josiah's like, hey guys.
And then it gets all quiet.
But do you know where that one's from though? I know what it means. It just means like... Where we're like, oh, look, the fucking person we were talking shit about is
that
just coming
one we did not deep dive.
That's, I'm curious about
that. Do you know
that.
The origin?
It sounds biblical, no.
I almost want to go there, but at the same time, it's like, I mean, I did kind of go biblical too, but it, I always looked at like false thoughts, false things, feelings, emotions. Like, it's like, oh, that's a nice way to be like, I don't, you're like, here. Oh, there's the cool guy. Like, I don't know.
Or the fuck one, like, I was here, like,
there's that stud. The stud's back again.
It's like, what the fuck is a penny for your thought?
Penny for your thought.
Which is mean like, it, like, tell me your problems.
Yeah. Kinda like it's not a lot. But that one I love, though, because...
But it sounds sweet, though. Like, somebody who's feeling
it's
shitty...
It's almost endearing.
Yeah, because when somebody's feeling shittier, they look like they need, like a shoulder to cry.
And
like,
that could be shoulder to cry. So simple in people's lives, where it's like, let's...
It means it, a like, lot. Something so stupid, like, simple means a lot. Because if somebody's not feeling well, they'd be like, hey, penny for your thought.
Yeah.
Which is mean like, hey, I'm...
Just get it off your chest, dude. Like...
Get it off your chest. What the fuck does that mean? I know what it means, but it's like...
Last one idiom that I use is going to be odd and different is, are we going to bang out a few tonight?
Oh,
or
the...
how many are we banging out today, RG?
Oh, no, like just two dudes smashing.
What's wrong with a bunch of dudes smashing?
Exactly. I've never seen. Was that one I heard one time? I say it because I was terrible. It's like, oh, there's nothing more beautiful than the love of a man for another man. What the fuck does that mean? I just heard it somewhere. It's fucking stupid.
All right, guys.
What was it? Oh, what did you say? Are we going to bang out a few?
Probably me.
Hey, dude, so what's up? Are we banging out a couple tonight? You go first, I go second?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait till... by now they would have heard it when fucking you with the Uber driver. She went in the front of the back.
I'm a gentleman, though.
You're a gentleman.
I smash up on...
You know, what I heard a lot recently? And it's funny because they use it to describe somebody who's nuts or like... Or it sounds weird.
Oh, crazy.
When somebody goes, like, I'm a fucking Gemini.
Idiot, they're using fucking astrology?
Yeah. So now it's like when somebody called...
It's a cop-out.
It's a cop-out. When somebody's like, dude, make up your mind or you're fucking nuts or you're indifferent or you're like, you kind of split. They're like, you're fucking Gemini. And I went in a weird way. You remember Barbara Walters?
I know exactly what
she's like. That. Welcome to the Barbara Walters. I don't know why Barbara Walters just came out. Sometimes it happens when I'm like at the end of the second episode, a little Barbara Walters comes out. Barbara Walters. Anyway, so I heard somebody say it. I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, if you don't like, I'm a fucking Gemini. And I'm
bullshit.
Like,
cop out.
But yeah, but no, I am a Gemini though.
So you're a bullshit cop.
But every time like I do something, my wife goes like, "Fucking Geminis." But even though I'm a Gemini, so I get it. But I'm like, "Fuck, are people using Gemini?"
But your lady's like that.
But she's into astrology, so she. I mean, from her, I understand because I am a Gemini, and a lot of the shit she says is true. And I do believe my. I do believe I live
certain
my
signs. And
but me personally, I do believe
characteristics.
I live the life of a Gemini.
Yeah.
Because the way they describe Gemini is as like two sides. So it's same one coin, two different sides.
Okay.
So flip. So I get what she says and I get it. But recently I've heard songs and I've heard people saying, I'm fucking nuts, I'm a fucking Gemini. Or I'm like this and that, get used to it. So I'm just curious how like different shit's coming up. And I just took it more to me because I'm like, fuck, I'm a Gemini. Okay. So there you go, guy.
Makes perfect sense. All right, guys. That was part two. We don't know which one is better. Like we had ammunition.
And like I said, and we still have a bunch on the cutting room floor.
We really
probably. But we're going to pick up a lot. We're going to go through the cutting room floor and tape some together.
Yeah.
So what we're thinking is, like I said, there's a couple that we wanted to get into, but there's some stories behind it. Do you want me to say a couple that we didn't get to?
No.
We're going to save them? Okay.
So, no, they deserve to be like their own separate.
So fucking, there's one or two own. That I feel like we're gonna maybe do one with two and just go really deep into it. Cause I'm like, fuck, this shit, like, it's like a fucking 15, 20 minutes just on one.
Yeah.
So we're gonna save those for their own special thing. But I don't know. I think I enjoyed both.
I like. We were gunning.
Part one. And a lot that I learned is that a lot of these come from people going, I don't fucking know where it came from. I just fucking say it.
Yeah.
And I think I told you, I'm like, fuck. It's like
kicking the bucket is literally.
Oh, your bucket list. Do you have a fucking bucket?
No.
Where the fuck is your bucket? Or kicking the bucket?
I mean, we can go in depth in all of these. Let's do it, dude. It gives us ammunition for another show where it's like, you know what? Let's do it.
And we were talking about how, like, how much of our day-to-day, I'm like, fuck, do we even, is there even a such thing as an original idea anymore? Because we were.
Which spawned off another one.
Yeah. And we were thinking, like, fuck, a lot of these ideologies, proverbs, all this shit, like, we communicate, like, I feel like more than half of our communication with other people in our day-to-day lives is idioms and proverbs.
Dated fucking knowledge or
proverbs, ideologies, and musical lyrics.
And honestly, movie
quotes. So yeah. We come in, it's like
we want to attack each of them.
So instead of we can't really speak for ourselves, I'm like, fuck, I'm just going to repeat something that I'm going to say, and person's going to get exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's pretty much it, guys. That one seed planted a bunch of seeds.
And we left a lot out. So this is
holy
like,
shit, we did.
I was going, I'm like, fuck, we're going to have to limit this? Okay, cool. Whatever.
Made sense why it went that long as much as
and that's the second one. So this is great.
Yeah.
And we're going to tackle this another soon. But yeah, that's it.
All right, man. RG, where can our listeners find us?
Well, you can find me. Farm me. You can find me at Farm me. You can farm
me. I want to farm an army of fucking Argels.
It'd be beautiful, beautiful. Anyway. RJ. Oh, my God. Fucking RJ. Oh, no offense to RJ, Victoria. Sorry. Okay. Long story. We're going to do a podcast on RJ. So, RG. So you can find me at RG. So you can find me at RG. At RG Floors on Twitter. Okay. You can also find us on Instagram at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. You can find us on Facebook at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast. Like I said, also you can email us at deepdivesandrabbitholes@gmail.com.
I always forget about that.
Twitter.
You guys can find me on Twitter, on Twitter at Deep Dives R. If you want to know, I'm going to give you guys an answer the next Comic Syndicate episode. We got a weird question today. Granted, it's going to be a month ago by the time you guys hear this. You guys aren't going to like my answer. I have to be extra nice. Anyways, okay. You guys caught me on a bad fucking day. Kept me at For the Villain. That's all I got, dude. I'm at For the Villain. Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. We love the feedback.
So did you say comicsyndicate.com? Because I know you keep saying we forget to mention the website. So at least they can for now.
Oh, yes. The comicsyndicate.com. Oh, by the time they hear this, we should have our own.
Oh, but either way. Fucking,
all right, guys. Hit up the comicsyndicate.podbean.com, the comicsyndicate.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and you can find my boy RG there. And actually, that's something we're going to talk about. We're going to talk some shop real quick.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much. And we'll catch you next week.
All right, guys. Catch you later.
Later.